104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's a paternity test Tuesday. It's a case of the hot chocolate with Marlo and Peter. If you're just joining us, here is the summary of their relationship. They met by working in the coffee shop together. They started eyeing each other. They liked each other. They started dating. When they started dating, after a while, they were sleeping with each other. Marlo got pregnant. Baby came out. She named the baby Lawrence after her grandfather. Peter saw the baby and was like, uh-oh, hold up. I'm white, blonde hair, and blue eyes. This baby doesn't look anything like me. Skin complexion is all wrong, so you must have been sleeping with somebody else. I don't believe it. I want a paternity test. He called us. Boom. Here we are.
Here
now,
we are.
Before I open this envelope, Peter, if this is your child, what happens? If it is?
If it is my child, I mean, I will love him and take care of him and be there for him. I was actually really, like, excited and looking forward to being a father once I found out. But it is not my child. I know that in my heart.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
In
All
your
right,
heart.
Marlo.
Okay.
Are you
Marlo.
So sure?
Marlo, when I open this envelope, there's absolutely no way you are telling me that Jesus had to come down from heaven and impregnate you himself for this not to be Peter's child. That's what you're telling me.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, then, Jen BT, may I have the envelope, please?
Yes, you may. Here you go.
Thank you very much. DNA Diagnostics does all of our paternity tests, and we appreciate it. So, it is time for us to reveal the truth. Here we go. Jen, drum roll, please. Mr. Peter, when it comes to you being the father of baby boy Lawrence, Peter, you are 99.9999.9% a fella that owes Marlo an apology because that's your son. Da da da.
I kind of had a feeling.
Yeah, I believe Marlo.
Kiss my respect for you. Goodbye, Peter.